On Fridays, our business report focuses on money. Today, predicting the value of the dollar. Last January, most economists and business people expected one thing. The dollar would go down in value during 2005. The only question was how far and how fast. But the dollar is up against almost every major currency. NPR's Adam Davidson takes a year-end look at the dollar.
At the beginning of the year, America's leading business people seemed to be lining up to talk down the dollar. Warren Buffett acknowledged he had a $20 billion bet against the U.S. currency. Bill Gates, in an unusually folksy tone, told a reporter, "The old dollar, it's gonna go down." The two richest men in the world? They were wrong. Buffett has reportedly lost nearly $900 million this year on his bad bet. Economist Brad Setzer says he is pretty embarrassed that he had the same prediction.
I guess for an economist, it's a lot less embarrassing and a lot less frustrating than for a currency trader who might be out of a job. I just have a little bit of egg on my face.
Setzer is chief economist for Rubini Global Economic Monitor. He says, in his own defense, it is really hard to predict the dollar's fortunes. It's affected by events all over the world.
So you have to look at what's going on in China, what's going on in Brazil, what's going on in Russia, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, as well as what's going on in Europe and in the United States.
Saudi Arabia invests oil profits in the U.S., which pushes the dollar up. China sells us computer parts, increasing the trade deficit and pushing the dollar down. Every day, every minute, there are all sorts of things happening all over the world that affect the dollar's value.
Do you want to go back with the points then?
Yeah, what was his rate?
131.54.
At Citigroup's main trading floor in Lower Manhattan, there are 10 currency traders. They've got about 5 computer screens each. Bob DeGroot runs the team that sells currencies to different kinds of customers.
We've got corporate salespeople over here in this corner, real money sales, which is essentially pension funds, investors. Over here is all the hedge funds.
Every day, DeGroot's 10 traders buy and sell billions of dollars in the international currency market.
Yesterday, I did 2 customer transactions that were $300 million each.
Some clients are corporations buying dollars to lock in an exchange rate. Others are like Warren Buffett, holding a dollar position for months or years, waiting for big moves. Others buy and sell every few minutes, hoping to profit from the constant volatility. While he was explaining all this, DeGroot turned, saw something on his screen, typed a few characters.
Just bought $3 million at 16 from one of our traders in emerging markets in London.
3 million euros.
Yeah, 3 million euros is relatively small.
Economist Setzer expected a lot more people to buy euros this year. He thought the dollar would do poorly because the U.S. economy has some real problems. Our trade deficit is the worst of any country in history. U.S. citizens don't save enough money. These are fundamental reasons why the dollar should be going down. People should be sending their money out of the U.S., not into it. Setzer thought investors would be running to Europe and Japan.
And I think particularly this year, none of those choices looked particularly attractive, and it was who looked the least ugly. And on the least ugly score, the U.S. came out on top this year.
Setzer says he's pretty sure the dollar will finally lose a lot of value in 2006. But remember, that's what he said last year. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.